bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome to Bible and Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hello!
And we are very excited to have you here with us. You know, at Bible to Business, we believe in working hard and praying hard to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. And we do that several ways, so it doesn't matter if you're a seasoned professional or brand new in the industry, you're going to enjoy this show. See, we talk about everything from Bible to business. We also like to pray for your business as well and teach you how to pray for your business. So you can go over to our website is asanetwork.biz, and it's a free social business network. You want to go over there, register, and then you can put in your prayer request. You can also go to our Facebook page, ASA Network, and put your prayer request in there as well. So I don't know of any better way to kick this off than to have our prayer warrior on the line all the way from Phoenix, Arizona, Deborah, to help us honor the Father.
Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we just thank you. You are such an awesome God. And Father, every day you are just pouring out your blessings, Father God, and you warm my heart with how much you care about us, the words you bring to us, the encouragement, the spirit you deliver to us, Father God. And Father God, you just help tune us up every day so we're walking with you and doing the things that you've called us to do, Father God. And I'm just amazed how you orchestrate it and you pull it all together on our behalf, Father God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on our behalf. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives within us, that's quickening our spirit, teaching us, guiding us, leading us every day of our lives, Father God. We thank you that Jesus is continually interceding on our behalf and your right hand. And Father God, help us to, like we take in a breath, let us take in the Spirit of the Lord every day, Father God, that we will be able to walk in your glory and your anointing and your blessing, Father God. We lift up Christ the King World Radio. We thank you, Father God, for them being a light into this dark world. We thank you for World Media Ministries, Father God, as they reach out to other ministries, Father God, to help them, Father, to get that message out that you have written on our hearts, Father God. For ASA All-Star Success Alliance, for through I Am Love Builders and Bible to Business, Father God, just weaving your spirit back into the lives of your people to transform them, to deliver them, and set them free from the hands of the enemy, and they can reach out, Father God, and do the work that you call them to do. We will not be stopped in what you called us to do because we keep our eyes on you, the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. And we lift up Ron Burnett, Father God, and his book that you wrote on his heart, Father God. And you wrote it through his life, Father God. And it's breaking the spirit of rebellion, Father God. And I thank you for that word this morning, Father God, that we had on a previous show, Father God, because we've all walked in that spirit of rebellion. But today, we lay down the spirit of rebellion and we pick up a spirit of blessing and anointing and being obedient to our Father. And Father God, we know that as we repent, you will help us turn from our wicked ways and move into the glory that you have called us to, Father God. And we do it with all diligence, Father God. And Father, we speak that same issue over our country, Father God. We lift up Barack Hussein Obama, our president, Joe Biden, our vice president, our armed forces, our justice system, our Supreme Court justices, Father God. We lift up our churches to you, Father God, and we rebuke the spirit of rebellion over this country, Father God, and we call us into obedience to walk with you according to your word, according to your glory, Father God. And as you drop that plumb line, Lord God, we will line up with the word of God, and we will not walk contrary anymore in the name of Jesus, Father God. And any leader that will not follow you will no longer reign in that position, and you will move them out of the way, Father God, and you will bring in godly men that will lead this country where you have called called it to go. And Father God, we especially lift up the governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker. We lift up the governor of Wyoming, Matt Mead, Father God. And we just pray for your godly influence for every law that is written on the books, Father God, to be of you or it gets removed, Father God. And Father, we don't know how you're going to do all this, but we know you can make a way out of no way, Father God. And we thank you for that, Father God. We keep our eyes on you, Father God. And you say in your word in Malachi, Father God, that we need to return to you. And Father God, I say today, we will return to you. And you said, how will we return? And you said, will a man rob God? Father God, let us not rob you in tithes and offering. We can ask for you to be in our lives. But we know that where our treasure is, there our heart is also. Father God, so help us to be obedient to you in our finances, Father God. And we know through that, we're testing you, Father God. And you said through that, you would open the floodgates of heaven and you would pour out a blessing that would not be room enough to contain it, Father God. And Father God, I pray today that we will understand what that means in our individual lives and we will submit our finances to you as well as our heart to you, Father God. And we will see you turn us from a spirit of rebellion to a spirit of obedience. Amen. We ask this in the name of your Son, amen. Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Powerful prayer, sister. We appreciate that. You know, folks, here on Bible to Business, again, we are here to show you how to pray for your business and work hard for your business. And in showing you how to pray for your business, we've been going through a book called The Circle Maker Book by Mark Batterson. This is an awesome book. And Brother Ron has actually stayed with us in studio, so we're happy to have him here, Ron Burnett. And we'll probably hear from him as well. I'm sure he can chime in. But Ron, what I learned early on after reading this book is that I was not praying correctly. I was praying Casper prayers. And you could probably relate to this. I know a lot of listeners can relate to this. I was praying for a new car, new home. You know, yeah, praying. And the Circle Maker book is awesome because it shows us how to pray God prayers. And they're much different than Casper prayers, trust me.
Would you give me an example?
Well, the prayers we're doing now are prayers that draw a larger circle around our situations. In other words, so we're praying for we're praying for this radio show to reach out to millions of people. So I'm not praying that Casper becomes a millionaire.
Absolutely.
I'm praying for the show to reach millions of people and be a blessing to millions of people. Now, if that happens, of course, that's going to be a financial gain. But the bigger deal is the reaching out and blessing people.
If I hear you correctly, mm-hmm. your motive changed.
Motive changed, absolutely.
Yeah, because God looks at the heart.
Right.
Man looks at the external.
Yeah, there you go. So Amen. So we're going through the book, and we're on chapter 12, I believe, now, or I've been going through it.
Yeah, we're almost on chapter 12. We're still in the interim between 11 and 12.
Between 11 and 12, right.
Right, the third circle, the first circle was dream big, and we learned how to dream big. Mm-hmm. Then we learned how to pray hard. Mm-hmm. And now we're talking about the third circle, which is to think long.
Right.
And we were talking about how, because we're in this instant society where things happen very quick, we start thinking that our prayers should be answered equally as quick.
Right.
And how that gets us into trouble. And we need to understand that we need to, we need to sow. We need to know that the reaping takes some time for things to happen. And that that when we dream big and we pray hard, we have to have the patience. And he said, the patience of a planter.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know when a farmer plants a seed, he's got foresight of what, you know, how that's going to work in a sense, but he has to wait for that to occur.
Yeah.
He has to wait for a season for that crop to rise up.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure. And sometimes it's a plant or something that comes up fairly quickly in the next season. But sometimes you plant, you know, there are some trees and things that you can plant and they won't come up for years.
Right.
sometimes 10, sometimes 50 years before you see anything.
Yeah, I mean, consider the redwoods out in California.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
That didn't come up overnight.
No. Absolutely, yeah.
And then there's some trees that will come, they'll grow, mm-hmm. but then they won't bear any fruit. There are some right. fruit-bearing trees, and mm-hmm. I think, Deborah, we talked about yesterday, the one tree where it takes 70 years before it begins to bear fruit.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. And you're planting that tree not for you. You're planting it for the generations to come. And
right.
and the character in the book was talking about the fact that his father and grandfather planted trees for him, so he was now planting trees for his children and grandchildren mm-hmm. to keep it going.
Yep. Absolutely. It says, but the key to dreaming big and praying hard is thinking long.
Right.
So instead of thinking in terms of time, which we know God and us and time are like on two different schedules,
yeah.
we must think in terms of eternity.
Yeah.
Instead of thinking in terms of ourselves, we must think in terms of our children right. and grandchildren.
Yeah.
So not thinking in 7-day cycles, but thinking in 70-year timelines.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. So we're building our business now, not for us. You know, we're building for our children and grandchildren. You know, to build that legacy.
You know, you're building it for faith.
Right. Yeah, faith.
That's correct.
That one.
And we need to think differently because it's not about the circumstances not just the circumstances that needs to change. What's more important is it changes us.
Mm-hmm.
And it alters our external realities, and it alters our internal reality.
Absolutely. So you're listening to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. You can also find us at worldmediaministries.org. And you can find us also on asanetwork.biz. You can do a search on Facebook for ASA Network. We want you to like that Facebook page, but we also want you to do a love tap, and that's tell a positive story about someone that's helping you in business. And when you do that, we're going to share that story and we're going to share your business on the radio, so it kind of gives you some free advertising as well. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. And I am your host, Casper Stockham, and Deborah Smith, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. And
yes.
We're excited to have you here. You know, we're here enhancing the success rate of your home-based business. And we have some things we want to share with you now. I want to talk about some accountability statements. And, you know, in your business, you need to be accountable for what you're doing with the people that are your customers, with your potential employees, with the people that are around you in business when you're out there networking. I mean, all these types of things, and even to society. And to me, it's almost like a extenuation of what we were talking about earlier as far as being rebellious. Well, this is a way for you to start being accountable, accountable to the world. So I want to go through some of these, and we're going to have a little discussion here. The first one is say what you mean and mean what you say. So just being a man or woman of your word and not, being wishy-washy. One minute you're saying one thing, next minute you're saying something else. You tell someone you're going to be somewhere. Well, be there. Okay. And if you can't be there, call or do something. Let them know. Be a man or woman of your word.
Not making promises that you have no intention of keeping.
No intention of keeping. That doesn't honor you. It doesn't honor God. It doesn't honor anyone if you do that.
You know, And the other side of that too, Cheryl, is that we sometimes say things and we plan on keeping our word, but we don't end up keeping our word. Now, that all happens to all of us occasionally.
Right.
But when that is a pattern in our life, then we've got a red flag. We've got something going on that we need to fix, and we need to be willing to do that.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. And the next one is always speak and act with integrity. Just be, you know, and just have the most integrity you could possibly have, because guess what? Your integrity, okay, there's a lot of things you cannot control in business and life and you just in general. But one thing you can control is who you are. You can control your integrity. And when you lose that, you've lost a lot.
You know, right. Casper, that's funny that you would mention this, because that's one of my favorite topics that I have with my own son. And one of the things that I was trying to get him to understand, and it's a phrase that I normally share with him, there's a choice you have to make in everything you do.
Right.
But in the end, you must remember the choice you make makes you.
Yes, sir.
And now you're talking about integrity issues.
Yes, sir.
But integrity requires work.
It does. It does. And it needs to be something. It needs to be intentional integrity. And it's critical in business, because if you mess up with a customer and you don't, you know, I heard a guy just the other day, he said he actually likes to highlight when he messes up, because it shows his integrity and his willingness to fix it and stuff.
Absolutely.
But he also lets his client know, look, I'm human, but I'm going to make that right.
Yeah.
And they appreciate that, as opposed to him saying, well, I don't know what happened. It's, you know, just kind of.
Or just trying to discount it.
Discount it, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. And I recently was reading a press release, a blog that someone had written on their site. And when I read it, it was a great information. But at the beginning of it, this person was using foul language.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, man. You know, and so I actually sent him a message and said, you know, thank you for posting this great information. I said, but you might want to consider not including that you know, that language in the beginning of the writing, because it does not present you in a professional manner, which I know you want to do.
Yeah, and I don't know why. And I don't know why people feel they have to use colorful language in order to, you know, to make a statement, to make a point.
Yeah, but think about what Deborah did. It took integrity,
right,
for her to write, contact this individual, to let this individual know.
Yeah.
You see, she walked that thing out.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this next one sounds similar to the rest, but it's really not. And it's be consistent between your words and your deeds. So as you're writing something, it needs to be the same as you're doing. I'm always, it always brings up the time that I met Jim Rohn, a motivational speaker trainer. I met him 3 times, and Jim Rohn was how he was on stage. And then when you met him, he was the exact same way. He shook your hand, he looked you in the eye, he talked with you, not just to you or even through you. He was genuinely, he seemed at least genuinely concerned about, you know, asking how you're doing or where you're from or whatever. You know, he was engaging. But I've met some others, and I won't mention their names, but they were the exact opposite. On stage, they're just larger than life, man. They're just saying this awesome stuff. And then when you meet them in person, they're like very short, very snippy, very, you know, I'm just this person that's just, you know, how can you speak to me? And, you know, I said, dude, you don't understand. If it wasn't for us out here watching you and paying money to see you, you wouldn't be who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to humble yourself a little bit. Yeah.
Right. The other thing I find that happens, and we're in there training and supporting people to help grow their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that can happen so easily is you say what should be done, but you're not doing
it
yourself.
Right.
And so our actions have to line up. And it doesn't matter whether you're speaking the word, preaching the word, or whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
You got to tell people where you're really at. And it seems contradictory. It's like, no, I got to pretend to be this because I said that. It's like, No, mm-hmm. You're going to do better if you're honest about who you are, because then God can continue to work on you. But if we pretend that we're doing something, we lose the credibility of God, and that is a huge issue.
Absolutely. Cheryl, you had something?
No, I was thinking the first thing that came to my mind when you read that was what you always say is under-promise and over-deliver.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, and I believe that. I've also heard people say, well, you shouldn't under-promise because that means that you're not being honest with people. But I don't like to give people a false expectation that I may not be able to meet. Absolutely. Because some things are out of my control. Yeah. So I would much rather say, you know, I'll have it to you in 72 hours and then deliver it in 24. So it's just mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. The next one is stay out of the gossip and rumor mills.
Mm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That path leads you down. that course leads you down a path that you know, it's just never good. Mm. It's never good.
And that can happen so quick.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can be talking to somebody, and next thing you know, we're talking about somebody else, and you get down this path. That's happened to me a couple of times, even though I know better.
Right.
And it's happened to me, and God has really put it on my heart. I needed to go back to that person and apologize for being a part of that conversation. And I don't talk about them. I say, you know what? I need to ask your forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
I allowed that conversation to happen, and God has put on my heart that I was wrong, and I got into gossip. So please forgive me for allowing that to happen in our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then they talk about how they got into it too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a phrase that I often say. Let me see if I can get this right. And it's small people talk about people. Mm-hmm. Medium-sized people talk about places and things. But great people talk about ideas and concepts. Mm.
Very good. I like that.
Yeah. And
that is good.
And if you stay in the ideas and concepts area, every once in a while, you know, you can dip down into the places and things. Because, you know, there's things happening overseas or whatever. You can talk about that. But when you start getting down to the individual, person, that's when you start to get into the mud. And, you know, we don't need to go there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the acrostics that I have, Casper, is called NOMB. Hmm. NOMB.
Okay.
None of my business.
That's none of my business.
Right?
And I keep myself safe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's tough, you know. There's a lot of interesting things going on in our world today. In fact, sometimes we talk about the Facebook top 10, and it's what the world is looking at. And we may even go into that today. And it's funny because the world is just, they're just so distracted with Kim Kardashian's butt and everything else. it's like, come on, people. Do you realize, you know, we're missing out on all kinds of blessings because we're focusing on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is create the chemistry necessary for your success. Create the chemistry necessary for your success. What we mean by that is put yourself in the proper places and doing the proper things to create that success. And success is not this elusive thing that nobody can figure out. There are some fundamental things, and Jim Rohn talks about this. There's fundamental things you can do to be successful. So it's not a secret. You know, they talk about the secret of success. No, there's no secret. Do these things.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what those things are. So as long as you, and you may not know, but when you are taught those things, just continue to do them, and you will start to see success. So that's the chemistry of putting that together.
You know, and if we let God, if we let Him, and we, you know, go before Him, He will show us what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. If we get offset, He will bring us back on track because He loves us. He's our Father.
Right.
And that's literally why His Spirit is in us, is to guide us through our day.
Sure.
So if we don't have the chemistry necessary for our success, it's because we're blocking what God is trying to do in our life, and we're not lining up with it. And sometimes what we want to accomplish in step two has to start with step one, and we're not doing step one.
Right. Amen.
When I hear that, I think about setting your atmosphere.
Right.
for success. Mm-hmm. So that might mean you have to change some of the people that you hang around, mm-hmm. Some of the places that you go,
yep.
the type of conversations that you have. Mm-hmm. It may mean you have to dig deep and change you from the inside out.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we talked about yesterday, this things that wealthy people do that poor people don't, mm-hmm. because the wealthy people have changed their whole environment.
Yeah, their whole perception of life and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they operate in a totally different level than poor people. That's why they're wealthy, and that's why the poor are poor.
Mm-hmm. And also, you have to change your belief system.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. At least have one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right. And, you know, Ron had mentioned this earlier, but he was talking about Joshua and Caleb. When Joshua and Caleb were with the Israelites, the other ten, mm-hmm. they didn't want to go into the promised land.
Right.
So literally, they couldn't go into the promised land. Their success was stopped at that point because 10 people were saying, we can't do it. Mm-hmm. And so God raised up a new generation. Mm-hmm. with Joshua and Caleb,
yep.
and they were able to go. And so, yeah, like Cheryl was talking about, sometimes you got to change the people you're hanging out with.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, you're listening to Bible and Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. I'm your host, Casper Stockham, and Deborah Smith is with us all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. My lovely wife is in studio today, Cheryl, and we have our guest, Ron Burnett, who's stayed with us. I think he's just having too much fun to not leave. So
absolutely.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome back to Bible and Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. And we are mainly focused on people who are working from home. Maybe they're in network marketing, maybe they're in affiliate program or something like that, and they really don't know how to properly network and market their business. See, they think that because they have this awesome product that it's an opportunity for everyone, every single person they meet. The challenge with that is the people you meet have a different thought because they're maybe in their own business, mm-hmm. or maybe they're happy with their job, or maybe they're just doing something else. So what you need to do is ask questions. So we teach our members and our listeners how to ask the five buying questions, what we call the five buying questions, that start to find out if a person is a prospect or not. They're a suspect until they're a prospect. So I suspect you may be interested in what I have, but I don't know. I got to ask some questions. And then by asking those questions, then I know, okay, yeah, he's a prospect. He's in a potential place where it's going to help him or her.
And one of the things, Casper, that does, if you say everybody needs what I have, mm-hmm. is that you're not identifying your niche market. Right. And you cannot promote your business appropriately if you don't have a clear picture of who your niche market is, because that's what you're going to advertise to. That's where your passion is going to be seen. And that's where, when you focus on that, people will be drawn to you because of who you are and the passion you have for what you're doing.
Right, right, right. So before the break, we were going through the accountability statements, and these are statements actually that we have in our mission at ASA. They're actually written in our mission at ASA. So we're going through these, and the next one is build a culture of trust and respect. Build a culture of trust and respect. So what we do is, as a CEO of ASA, I ask the leadership and I ask the members and partners to hold me accountable. If I say something, make sure I do it. And if I don't do it, bring it to my attention. And I better be man enough to man up and say, you're right. so hold me accountable. So I hold our leadership accountable. They hold me accountable. We hold our members and partners accountable. And we've had to remove some people from our system because they were not living by these standards. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, and if we don't do that, then we're the problem.
Yeah.
We can let people get away with certain behavior, or we can hold them accountable. And I heard my pastor I had years ago said this, and I thought it was so great. Make no bones about it. God is not codependent.
Yeah.
He's not going to let you do whatever you want just because you want to do it.
Yeah.
So we have to hold other people as well accountable because he's holding us accountable.
Yeah. Yeah. Did I hear you right, that God's not scared of us?
I ain't scared.
Yep.
See, God is not scared of us.
Yeah.
He is not.
Or we're going to get on God's bad side, or as if though we're going to deny God something by being angry with him. Oh, my goodness.
No, he's not scared of us. But I was really moved by listening to when Joshua, I want to say commanded, but it really wasn't a command, but he commanded the son to stop
during the battle.
Yeah.
It was a particular battle. Yeah. They needed more sunlight,
and God said, okay, let's do it.
Now that's a big prayer. Oh my goodness.
That's a circle maker prayer.
Circle maker prayer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that.
And that's the only time that I can recall that a human commanded God has done it.
Yeah.
But that's the first time I can recall a human saying, hey, you know what, son? Mm-hmm. I need more light. Stop.
Oh my God.
And God backed him up on
absolutely.
Yeah.
Because he's a man of God, a serious man of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Circle.
That's powerful. Mm-hmm. And then also we talk about speak a common team language. So one of the things that I found after 30 years of being in these different companies is that the team that is united and are saying the same things, sometimes it sounds like a broken record, but they have this mantra, whatever it is, and they all say it. It almost sounds like drones or something. Every time you see them, they're saying it. But because they have that common team language, they are able to build this massive organization because they're all saying the same thing and all doing the same thing at the same time. You know, it's just like, you know, the armies in the Old Testament, that, you know, when, you know, if they're doing it, they're marching around Jericho in unison, and then they yell out in unison, walls come down. Same kind of thing.
And Casper, it speaks to the Tower of Babel. Right? It said that the people had become one. And even God said this, there is nothing
that they cannot do.
Amen.
There you go.
So
you go.
Your team, you must have unity.
Unity in your team.
In your team.
Yeah, speak a common team language. And then the last one is always keep looking forward, because there's going to be challenges. There's going to be things that come up. In fact, I was telling this one young man that's trying to build his organization, and he was complaining about some of the challenges he was having. I said, you know what? You need to be be thankful that you have those challenges, because if you didn't have a challenge, you wouldn't have a business. Okay. So be thankful for the challenges, then learn how to deal with those challenges. So I'm trying to mentor him in that in that regard. But at the end of the day, you want to always keep looking forward. So yeah, you're going to have those challenges. So how can you deal with it? How can you work it? You know, pray through whatever, and then move on. But always keep leaning. If you're leaning forward, you're going to always be moving forward. So
right. And I like the fact that, I mean, we're built in the image of God. And I mean, you know, he had his plan. When he starts something, he already knows the end results. And if we just line up with him and know, even if we don't know how we're going to do it, we know he is a God and he is able to do all things, you know. And he says, you have not because you ask not. So when we get into that flow of constantly expecting God to reveal the next step and the next step and the next step, guess what happens? He builds the next step. But if we decide to take our eyes off him and think that nothing can happen, and we start speaking against ourselves, we speak a curse over our lives. And we're the ones that stop the flow of God.
So we're going to take a diversion here, and we're going to talk about what the world is looking at, just so we have some contrast. So we talked about how we should be accountable and things like that, and now we're going to look at what is the world talking about on a daily basis. We're going to talk about the things that are trending on Facebook. All right, so this is going to get interesting. But anyway, what we do is we look at whether that particular item is relevant, interesting, or not relevant at all when it comes to two things: our business and the word. So is it relevant to the word? Is it relevant to our business? If it's not, then why are we focusing on that? Okay.
Right.
So unfortunately, or fortunately for some, I guess, the first thing on the list that's trending is Kim Kardashian's butt. And that is not relevant.
Not relevant. Not interesting.
Not relevant.
Not worth anything.
And it was number one trending last night.
Oh my goodness!
In fact, the company that put it out, Paper Magazine, I think they just wanted to, you know, just they said they wanted to take down the internet. So her butt was everywhere.
So how did they take down the internet doing that?
Well, because of the clicks
the
and
number,
the clicks and really? Likes and
oh, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, overwhelming.
What?
Yeah. Well, it's trending on Facebook, so that means a lot of people were looking at her butt.
Okay, next.
Okay.
Yeah, next.
All right. So next one is this was a man who was singing the song Blackbird by the Beatles. I don't recall that song, Blackbird by the Beatles, but his wife died during pregnancy. And then, so the baby was alive for a while, and then I think the baby died as well, but he was singing.
Right.
Yeah. So he was singing the song Blackbird. I don't recall Blackbird from the Beatles.
So they're saying the wife and the baby died because he was singing the
song? No.
Oh, okay.
Not because. He was in tribute to his wife and to the child. He was singing the song Black. He had his guitar. So it's kind of sad, but...
Okay.
So as his son was dying, he was singing the song to him.
Oh, okay.
And so, I mean, that's just—it's sad in itself that he lost his wife and he lost his son. And we just pray, Father God, for you to just comfort him during this time of grieving that only you can do.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Now, on the tech side, what's the name of this satellite or this probe, Deborah?
Philae.
So the European Space Agency, I didn't know they had a space agency, but they got one.
Okay.
And they launched a probe several years ago, and it landed on a asteroid.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And it's the size of a what did they say? It was like the size of like a dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
It's very small.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So just the feat of them being able to land this thing on an asteroid that's years mm-hmm. away mm-hmm. is phenomenal. So now this little probe is sending back pictures and stuff like mm-hmm. that after landing on the asteroid.
Okay. Very good.
You don't think that's interesting?
I think it's interesting.
I think it's fascinating that they could actually do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So we can do that, but we can't do some of the simple things, you know, that are affecting our society.
Yeah, yeah, but Casper, right. once again, thinking about the circle maker, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge accomplishment.
For man.
For man. Mm-hmm.
For man.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So, but even in the natural, they're thinking big.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, we as believers,
we should be thinking bigger.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Because mm-hmm. we know God could land it on there, but man did it. So, mm-hmm. that's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. It speaks about the mm-hmm. spirit of man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right, so Brandon Marshall, Chicago Bears star, challenged Detroit Lions fan to fight.
Oh my God!
Fight offers the 25,000 something mess going on. I don't follow sports. So I have no idea who any of those people are.
So that's not interesting.
Not interesting to me.
No.
No.
Yep.
Sorry.
Nope.
All right, we have time for one more, maybe. Chandra. He's in India. The world's tallest man and the world's shortest man meet for the first time. So he's like 8 something, and the mm-hmm. shortest man is like 1 foot something.
Hmm. Interesting. So they met for the first time?
Met for the first time and took a picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Great.
Posted on Facebook. You
wonderful.
Know, that kind of stuff. Hmm.
Yeah. Guinness Book of World Records.
Guinness Book of World Records. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Extremes do happen, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Not very exciting top 10 trends.
No. Not at all.
Okay. Okay. When we come back, we're going to get back into some business tips and strategies. We've got a great list to end up with from Zig Ziglar.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be good. So you're listening to the Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. Go over to our Facebook page and do a love tap, which is tell a positive story. When you do that, we'll share your information on the radio as well. We'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. And we are here enhancing the success rate of your home-based business. And we are doing that by giving you tips, strategies, and techniques to help you build a profitable business. And don't treat your business like an, don't treat your opportunity like a business. Treat your opportunity like a business. Did I say that right?
You know you didn't. You
no.
said, don't treat your opportunity. What you want to say is treat your opportunity.
Business like an opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
treat
exactly.
Your opportunity
treat
like a business.
Treat your business like a business.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah, treat it like a business.
Yes, not like an opportunity, not like a hobby.
Right.
Run it like a business.
Run it like a business, exactly.
And that's if you don't know how to run like a business, find out how a business mm-hmm. runs.
You know, if you opened up a pizza shop on the corner, you would not call your friends and family and then tell them that, hey, I got this thing I want you to check out.
Yeah.
and it's on the corner of Main and First.
Yeah.
And they come down and said, dude, it's a pizza shop. Why didn't you just say that?
Said, yeah. Everybody needs pizza,
man. Right. You know, so come on down, bring your friends down, you know. And no, you don't do that. You open up a pizza shop, you hire employees, right? And hopefully it's good pizza. You start to advertise, you put signs up, maybe you put some flyers out in the community, say, I've got a new pizza shop.
Absolutely.
If you want pizza, come on down. It's good stuff. That's how you do it. And that's how you should be treating your business.
You run specials, you might give out some samples,
right.
You have some really good marketing that you put out in the community to attract people that to want to come to your pizza shop.
Exactly.
And that's get the word out.
Right, right.
And go hang around business people that are talking about their businesses and sharing and stuff, and you can be a part of that. You can't sit home with a home-based business and wonder why nobody knows what you're doing. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, I thought that's the way it worked, Deborah.
Yeah, it's a home-based business.
I'm supposed to be at home.
No, it's home-based.
Home-based.
So, Deborah, are you saying if you build it, they will come
to your home?
Yeah, if you build it, you need to go.
If you build it, you will go. You have to go. You have to get out. Mm. You have to join the chamber and other networking organizations, so that you can tell about your business.
Absolutely.
Right. You know, one of the things that happened to me, now that we're talking about this, is when I started going out and networking with other groups and things like that, I started realizing there was a whole world out there of people and business and things that I had never even heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start hearing creative things that people are doing, and it increased my creativity, helped me to look at things totally different. Then I could come back home and literally start thinking of different ways that I could do what I'm supposed to be doing.
Absolutely. You know, there are some websites that we recommend that you subscribe to, you know, at least visit from time to time if you want to run a successful home-based business. One of them is called G-Code Magazine. And G-Code Magazine has a spiritual, religious, Christian
focus
on business. So it's a great great website to go to. It's g-codemagazine.com. That's g-codemagazine.com. Another magazine that is secular but is really good, and that's Entrepreneurial Magazine. So it's entrepreneurialmagazine.com. That's a great one. And then, of course, Success Magazine as well. So Success Magazine, they had an article from Zig Ziglar. It's not an article, but it was talking about how to perform best in life. If you do that, remember these 6 Zig Ziglar truths. So these are truths from Zig Ziglar, who is an awesome motivational speaker and trainer. The first one is, we generally get from ourselves and others what we expect.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it's a huge fact that you will either live up or down to your own expectations.
Yeah. You know, I think that goes along with that saying that what you look for is what you will find.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so if you think that people are out to get you,
you're right.
After a while, people are out to get you, you know, and you see them everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, if you think nobody likes me, then you all of a sudden people don't like you, and you wonder, well, why is that? Mm-hmm. Well, because you're putting out this part of you that says, stay away from me, reject me.
Yeah, and that reminds me of the story that I tell often, is that the story of the family that was moving into town, and they were looking for a good church and, you know, and looking for a good community. And they came across a guy, and they were talking to the guy about the type of people in that town. And he said, you know, what kind of people are here in this town? You're looking for a good town and a good church to go to. And he said, well, let me ask you a question. How were the people where you left? And what kind of people were there in the town you just left? And he said, oh, man, they were just, you know, they were backbiting and just really rude and obnoxious. And, they're just horrible people. And the guy said, well, you're probably going to find the same thing here. So, you're going to find what you're looking for.
That's right.
You know, so.
So if you kick that that expectation up and you're looking for the good in people and you're looking for God to move heaven and earth on your behalf because he loves you, when you start looking for that and looking for great people to be in business with because you're a great person to be in business, you know, around to, oh my gosh, the limits are, it's limitless.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I know I have a reading that I do every day, and I do this as part of my challenge to myself. I'm on a 90-day challenge. I'm on actually my my third leg of my 90-day challenge. And one of the readings I have talks about the type of people I want in my business. You know, and I talk about I want to build a team of like-minded and motivated leaders. I want to build a culture and trust and respect for the people around me. And the last thing I say is, and it's fun making money.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Yep. So the difference, one of the other truths, the difference between good and excellent companies is training. He says the only thing worse than training employees and losing them is to not train them and keep them.
Oh, wow. Dude, that sounds like Zig.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, you need to be, if you are new to whatever program that you're a part of, you need to embrace the training that they're giving you so you can get educated in, you know, what you're marketing. Mm. And then one of the things that we like to do is that we're not trying to replace any training that you're getting from your company. That's not what we're about, because they're not giving you what we're giving you. We're giving you information to how to relate better, how to market better, how to form those lasting relationships, because of that old statement, people buy from people they know, like, and trust.
Yeah.
So we're helping you with that aspect of it.
Absolutely.
We're not teaching you how to sell, because most of the time your company gives you that information. So.
Yeah, but you know, Casper, it really is about the relationship, because people don't want to know how much you know
until
they know how much you care.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
And that's how you build capacity is through the relationship.
Yeah, and everything is like that. There is nothing that is not like that.
There's no way around relationships.
No way around it. No way around it. But I talk to people on Facebook all the time or on some other social media, and they just send out their link. They blast their link out to me, and they want me to click on a link, watch a video, or put into a autoresponder system. You know, put my name and email in there so I can be hooked into their autoresponder system. And then they want me to sign up. And then the first question I ask them is that, okay, man, this looks great. I haven't even looked at their link. I ain't clicked on nothing. I said, this looks great. So tell me, how long have you been doing this? And they said, I just got started. Okay, great. So what'd you do before this? Well, I was in this, I was in that. And okay, well, how did that work? Well, you know, I still am doing that, but I like this better because this is shiny and it's, you know, it's new and it's fresh. And, oh, and by the way, the guy just made $2 million last week doing this. Oh, okay. Okay. So are you looking to do this full time, part time? You know, I'm asking questions because I want to know who. I'm not going to get into business with someone I don't know.
Absolutely.
Why would you do that? Mm. Why would you expect someone to do that?
Yeah.
So I expect someone to ask me questions about me, to see if they really want to hang around me.
That's right.
If they want to be in business with me. But that's not how the world and these companies teach these people how to do it. They say, no, just blast out your link. Just get them to this meeting. Just get them. Mm. And that's why they wind up in the NFL, stands for No Friends Left. Yeah. So the next one is, actually, companies that do not train their people and invest in their ability do not last. They operate from a competitive disadvantage and are eventually gobbled up and defeated in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So training is very, very important. Next one is, you find what you look for in life. If you're looking for good things in life, you will find them. If you're looking for opportunities to grow and prosper, you will find them. If you're looking for positive, enthusiastic friends and associates who will support you, you will find them as well. Mm-hmm. That's similar to one of the other top ones there. And then, never make a promise without a plan.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a promise, a promise, a promise, a promise. But, okay, where is the plan? So if you're not putting any action behind it, then that's empty. And the empty promises don't get you anywhere. And actually, it makes people want to not have anything to do with you because there's no integrity to what you're doing.
That's another one of the questions I asked them when they hit me with their link. I said, so what is the plan? Is your plan to just spam this link out to, you know, people until they click on it and sign up? Is that the plan?
That's how Joe did it. And he made $2 million.
Yeah, he just sent out to 5 people.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Joe has people that follow him. He has, people that like him. That's why he was able to do that. He built the team. He built the database. That's why Joe was able to do it. Mm. But you're not going to be able to do it because you don't know anybody.
And that's one of the things that I think is a key issue that is not taught normally in network marketing is that these people that they say, oh, this person, in 1 month he did this, or 2 weeks he did this, or 3 days he did this. It's like, you don't understand. He started out just where you're at, someplace else, failed his way to the top, and now he's got people that trust him because he's been at it a long time. He's learned his skills, he's developed and grown, and now he can come over, and like you said, he has people that he can bring with him and have instant success. But even if you connect yourself with him, you're still going to have to walk through the process of growing and learning your own skills.
Yeah, yeah. Let me leave you with this.
Personal growth.
Uh-huh. Let me leave you with this. Happiness, joy, and gratitude are universal if we know what to look for. So we'll see you on the next Bible to Business Radio Show.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere, not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.